Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Friday, July 26th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by 1Password. Leading off today, Apple Intelligence was officially announced at WWDC, but so far there is no beta available and no word on when exactly these new AI features will be available to users. Even so, Apple is inviting developers to an in-person session for an Apple Intelligence event that will take place in Cupertino at Apple Park. The session is called Explore Apple Intelligence and Machine Learning and will take place on August 14th at the Apple Developer Center, and it could give us a little hint at Apple's timeline for plans to launch Apple Intelligence in beta. Apple says the event will offer a recap of some of the biggest announcements from WWDC for developers focused on AI in terms of a timeline for when these features will actually be available. At WWDC, Apple said its new AI features would launch this fall with iOS 18 and macOS Sequoia, and during the WWDC keynote, Craig Federighi said the features, at least some of them, would be available in beta this summer. There are references to Apple Intelligence in the current iOS 18 beta code, but everything is disabled. Internal code also suggests that users will have to join a waitlist to enable Apple Intelligence once it becomes available. According to Bloomberg's Mark Gurman, Apple does have plans to introduce some of the Apple Intelligence features this fall, but most of the Siri improvements in particular won't be available until 2025. So this means in the fall we can expect things like writing tools, priority notifications, new features for Apple Mail, and things like summarizations in Safari. But again, for now, we're still waiting on a more concrete timeline from Apple about what its plans for Apple Intelligence really are. In other news today, new data from research firm Consumer Intelligence Research Partners shows that Android users switching to iPhone has hit a 5-year high. The data shows the percentage of iPhone buyers coming from an Android device jumped to 17% for the June quarter, nearly double the 10% in June of 2023. Again, that's the percentage of new iPhone buyers who are switching from Android to an iPhone. While that might sound like good news, the analysts also point out that the higher percentage of Android switchers could be a factor in the relatively weak iPhone 15 sales. The theory is that Android users are most interested in a new operating system and a new device at a competitive price, but they don't need the latest and greatest from Apple. The analysts also point out that with higher switchers, there are fewer existing iPhone users upgrading, which has traditionally been a strong point for Apple. Finally, the data suggests that the 17% Android switcher percentage for Q2 is the highest since 2017, when the metric hit 21%. I'm not entirely convinced that the conclusion drawn by these analysts makes sense. It's hard to look at these numbers that show iPhone switching is higher than it's been in years and conclude that that's bad news for Apple. Even if those Android users aren't buying the iPhone 15, it's still more people joining the Apple ecosystem and more people buying iPhones, Apple services, and more. We are sponsored this week by 1Password. From creating strong passwords to effortlessly sharing them, 1Password makes it easy to keep your family safe. You do everything in your power to keep your family secure. That's why you lock the doors, have a safe, and set the alarm system. But what about online? Managing your family's digital life doesn't have to be overwhelming, and 1Password empowers you to protect what matters most without compromising on security or convenience. As families gear up for the new academic year, the need for secure and organized management of logins and information is becoming increasingly important. 1Password family accounts offer a valuable solution to enable the creation, saving, and sharing of household information. Everyone from children to grandparents has a digital identity, and managing your accounts doesn't have to feel like a chore. Get a 14-day free trial of 1Password by hitting the link in the show notes or visiting 1Password.com. Running out this week, Apple has joined other tech giants like OpenAI, Amazon, Google, Microsoft, and Meta in agreeing to a set of voluntary AI safety rules established by the Biden administration. The safeguards are a first step in the U.S. government having oversight of how artificial intelligence technology develops. Apple's cooperation, of course, comes ahead of the launch of Apple Intelligence features starting this fall. The Biden administration's safety rules outline commitments for companies to test behaviors of AI systems to ensure that they do not exhibit discriminatory tendencies or have any sort of national security concerns. The results of these conducted tests must be shared with governments and academia for peer review purposes. At least for right now, the White House AI guidelines are not enforceable by law. Congress has yet to pass a bill for formal AI regulation in the U.S., but these tech giants are committed to agreeing voluntarily to these guidelines in good faith. A bipartisan group of lawmakers in Congress has expressed desire to regulate AI, but as of right now, that legislation has taken a backseat to other priorities. President Biden signed a sweeping executive order last year that required powerful AI systems to submit to testing to be eligible for purchase by the federal government. Biden is scheduled to receive an Oval Office briefing of the progress on the implementation of this directive on Friday, and one aspect of that update will likely be that Apple has also joined its fellow tech partners in agreeing to the rules. How effective these voluntary guidelines are at establishing AI safeguards in the U.S. remains to be seen, but short of any official legislation from Congress, it's at least a step in the right direction. That wraps up another week of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. As always, if you like the show, you can find us on Apple Podcasts, where you can leave a rating and a review. My thanks to 1Password for their support of the show this week. Sponsors like 1Password help us keep making 9 to 5 Mac Daily 5 days every week. You can find an ad-free version of the show at 9to5mac.com/join for $5 a month or $50 a year. You can also find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back on Monday for a new week of Apple News.